When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Time for our weekly conversation with Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us again. How you doing?
Good afternoon, guys. Good.
Right on, man. Dak says he's fired up about the offensive game plan that they have put together up there going into this game. How are you feeling about this opportunity against the Falcons?
Yeah, I think obviously, we've had a difficult run here the past couple of games. And, I think everybody's drilled in and ready to get back in the win column. And I think we had a really nice week of practice and I feel like we'll go up there and we'll play well.
Now, how do you look at just the overwhelming amount of injuries you guys have had on the defensive side of the football and how possible it is to ask some of these guys to step up and do just as good of a job?
Well, it's just, it's the part of our business. And, things can happen like this, any given season where you have a tough patch. The good news with our injuries is, they're not for the season. And, we're expecting to get a lot of guys back over the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, we do have to have guys step up and play well. And, we're not totally ruled out some of the guys yet. We'll see how things go tomorrow in terms of, where we think they are. But certainly a challenge. But I think it's something that, Coach Zim and the defensive group will step up and I think we can get the job done.
Yeah, we saw Micah ruled out along with Deron Bland. Any timeline to get them back? And then anything you can add on Trayvon Diggs with him being questionable and what he's dealing with?
Yeah, I think everything's just week to week, at this point with guys like Bland, guys like Micah. You just have to take it week to week. Diggs will take another long look at tomorrow and then make a decision.
Dak and Lamb were talking about kind of maybe finding something late in that San Francisco game, getting back onto the same page. Do you have reason to believe that as well here moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to believe it because they played so well together in the past. And certainly, it did feel like things were coming together for them. Obviously, a big game for CD. And, the guys kept competing out there and making plays. They wanted to continue that into the last drive, but that's a work in progress, and we just it's a long season. We got 10 football games left. As Bill Parcells used to say, you are what you are. Right now we're 3-4 and not playing above average football, but I do think that's something. We got the right group of guys, the right group of coaches that have been in situations like this before, and I think we'll respond.
With Rico being back, how do you see the running back situation playing out on Sunday?
Yeah, I think it'll be great to have Rico back, and Dalvin's getting his feet wet now, and certainly we'll finalize everything tomorrow and go from there.
Should Rico, you look at the stats, and I know the stats don't say everything, Stephen, but it's 4.2, and then no other running back is above 3.1. Should Rico be a bigger priority in the second half of the season, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think he was certainly something that, he ended up having to miss the game last Sunday night. It was, the thought process was he'd start out the game and get the majority of the carries. But certainly that changed. But he, you know, when given the opportunity, he's, you know, he's doing a good job with it. And certainly I know Michael made the right call there as we move forward. But I know he thinks a lot of Rico and, you know, what he can do for us. And certainly, you know, that's the way the thing's starting to shape up.
Would you like to see Dak run a little bit more?
You know, I think if the opportunities are there and he's, selective, strategic in how he goes about it, I think it's good when they give him that. And, you know, at the same time, you know, you just got to look around the league and a lot of the quarterbacks, you know, that have been hurt this year from running the football. So, all these quarterbacks around the league are taught to be smart about it. And certainly Dak's been in the league now 9 years, and he knows when the opportunities are there. And I know he knows how important each and every game is now, that we've gotten hadn't done quite as well as we'd like to do. And he knows how important each win can be for us. So, as we move forward, I know he'll look for those opportunities, but at the same time, he's going to be smart about it. And, he can't help us if he's not out there playing.
Yeah, he's got a younger team around him. He's facing more pressure than before, and he's having to thread the needle more with tight window throws than ever. And his turnover-worthy plays are up, Steve. And I'm wondering if, you want to see him continue to take risks in pursuit of points here, or if you want to see him throw it away. How would you, prefer that Dak and the offense approach that dynamic in the second half?
Well, I would start with this, and no one knows it more than him. I mean, when you lose the turnover battle, it's been long projected in this league. You don't win games if you lose the turnover battle. And he knows how important protecting the ball is. And, at the same time, there's a proper time for risk. But, one of the staples have been of the last three seasons, when we won the 12 football games is, we were winning the turnover battles. And certainly right now we're not. And he knows better than anybody we got to protect it. The flip side of that is we need defensively to go get some turnovers. So, it's a fine line there, as you said, between trying to make plays, put the ball in some tight windows at times. But no one knows more than Dak how important it is to protect the football.
Steven Jones with us here on The Fan. You're
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Draft and develop strategy. You've been one of the best drafting teams in the league. But then when it comes to the second and third contracts, I wonder, are you getting the return on those investments for some of the players that you've handed out those contracts to?
Well, obviously, we just did CD, so we'll see. Diggs, obviously coming off an injury year and, not getting the picks that, he likes to have under his belt. That one's a work in progress. Same with Steele, a work in progress. But, you do have to pick and choose, especially when you're, signing even, some of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You certainly want to hit on them. So we'll continue to monitor that and see that. And, most of the guys we are paying, as you said, we're drafting and developing, and, we're spending the money on the guys that usually that we've drafted here. So, we're always looking for ways to be better. I think you always have to evaluate exactly what you're doing. And, if for some reason you're not having success, which happens, to be the case up to the point and where we are this season, then you always have to evaluate, should we do something different or should we, be evaluating this in a different way? It's never, I think in this league, it's always a work in progress in terms of, how we move forward. So we'll continue to evaluate it. Like you said, I think we still feel good about our process in terms of how we're drafting players. And certainly as we move forward, it'll be something that we'll evaluate throughout the season, as well as a complete evaluation at the end of the season in terms of, if we want to change any strategies that we're using in terms of how we're putting our football teams together.
Steven, other than winning in general or winning a Super Bowl, what would you say? Because we got the NFL, we got the trade deadline coming up. I'm curious, just like in terms of pure fun of your job and what you get to do, is wheeling and dealing around trade deadline day, putting deals together that way. Is that the funnest part of your job? Is it draft day, perhaps, or maybe it's something else?
Well, the best part is winning, and nothing's near as enjoyable. When you don't win, and certainly, we're not where we projected and our thought process, we're not where we thought we'd be sitting here at 3-4. So, that's the first part of it. But yes, I mean, certainly, whether you're drafting players, whether you're putting your roster together, whether you're tweaking your roster, all that is a great part of what we get to do. And, but it's sure, is a lot better when you're putting these things together and doing them and you're winning versus the flip side is when you're not having as much success as you thought you'd be having right now. But as I said, there's a lot of football left to play. We've had, some challenges on the injury front, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And it's still early in the season. We got 10 football games left to play and feel like we can right the ship.
Now, speaking of the frustrations of losing, Steven, it looked like Mike Leslie and Trayvon Diggs patched things up pretty good. Did you see that?
Well, that's good to see that happen. I mean, Mike Leslie's a respected reporter, and I know Trayvon's a good man, and it was just one of those unfortunate incidences, and I'm glad they worked it out.
Now, I got to tell you, though, when Kevin asked you that question Monday on the fan here, your reaction was just textbook disappointed dad. So I wanted to give you credit for that. That was high entertainment. It actually wins our G-Bag of the Day 4 days in a row, which is a little contest we do for the best audio in sports.
It's amazing, Steven.
Yeah. Can you run it back for him, Lucius? Yeah. I don't know if you realize how this went down, but your sigh is just legendary. Here we go.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs comes out and talks to Mike Leslie while he's still in his pads about a tweet that he sent out asking what Trayvon Diggs was doing. And he said to Mike Leslie, "You don't know ball. You can't do what I can do." Mike Leslie responds, "I'd love to talk to you about it." And Trayvon Diggs walks back into the locker room and says, "You can talk about D's nuts."
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to say because I don't know about it firsthand and not going to comment on that.
Just a legendary sigh and a yeah, Steven. Yeah. So,
that's so good, man.
Wanted to give your flowers on air for that one.
Oh, well, you guys are great. Good to be on with you. And let's get this team back on track. We have a lot more fun when we're winning than not talking about things like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Real quick, serious question, though. Has the media gone overboard this season in your estimation?
No, I mean, I think, we're 3-4. I understand the criticism. I understand the disappointment. With our fans, they would have to be disappointed. Their expectations are high as well. And so, it's what we signed up for. And when it's going real well, it's a great thing. And, when you're having your challenges and struggles, that's what you get. So, we're at peace with the media's criticism, and we just have to go out and do something about it.
Well, we'll drink to that. Sounds good. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Salute. There you go. Steven Jones with you here on 105.3 The Fan. I kind of got excited when he said change strategies for how they're putting their football team together.
I know. I saw you perk up, and I was jumping in with the other question. I was like, man, Dawson would have probably – you probably grilled him on something there. You might have had a good follow-up to what would that look like.
Yeah, no, I wasn't thinking anything. I was just stunned.
It was pretty awesome.
I was like,
awesome.
Cool.
Well, no, I mean, it's you're looking at it right now, and it's just kind of fact. I mean, they gave a second contract to Terrence Steele. That's not really benefiting them right now. I mean, he's right about, you know, Dak and CD and Trayvon. Those are relatively fresh, so the jury's still out on that. But some of these others, you know, I don't know. They're going to have to evaluate that.
All right, we got to run. Thanks to Stephen Jones for joining us. We're back.
Great execution on the D's nuts, by the way.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. I was concerned about how that was going to grow across and who was going to do it.
Yeah. I'm glad you took
happened.
That.
I was nervous, but I felt like it had to happen.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.